Hi, today I'm going to talk about recent events in Kazakhstan. By popular demand, security forces in Kazakhstan say they have killed dozens of protesters in the country to quell massive riots. Troops from countries including Russia have been sent to help stabilize the country. We are going to discuss this. So before I start, we need to understand where is Kazakhstan and what kind of country is it. Kazakhstan is a huge country, the size of Western Europe, located in Central Asia and borders Russia, China, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and it gained independence in 1991 following the collapse of Soviet Union. Kazakhstan has some of the largest oil reserves in the world. It produces millions of barrels of oil a day and attracted billions of dollars in foreign investment as a result. However, like in many post-Soviet states, the wealth has not trickled down to the population, who have an average income of less than £2,000 per year. For 29 years, Kazakhstan was ruled by President Nursultan Nazarbayev, who is a former Communist Party Politburo member with strong links to Vladimir Putin. Statues of Nazarbayev were elected and he built a new capital, Astana, which was later renamed Nursultan in his honor. Nazarbayev stood down in 2019, making way for current president Kasym-Jomart Tokayev. And public protests in Kazakhstan are illegal without a government permit, and previous strikes and demonstrations have been dealt with very harshly. So what has happened in Kazakhstan? So this year, demonstrations started on 2nd January in a small town of Zhanaozen, which is an oil hub and a site of deadly clashes between protesters and police. Just over 2 years ago, there was even bigger turmoil in 10 years ago, and protests then this time spread across the rest of the country. Security forces said they killed rioters while trying to restore order, despite people just wanted to live better, because life in Kazakhstan is getting hard. Many Kazakhs converted their cars to use liquefied petroleum gas or LPG because it was cheaper than other fuel. However, the government said the price cap was leading to LPG shortages, and it could no longer afford to boost supplies. And in some areas of Kazakhstan, the weather is very harsh, and people having issues with heating their homes. So the government decision to remove the cap virtually doubled the price, and most people couldn't afford to have this. And that's why they protested. They wanted better life. They wanted less they wanted to improve the situation in the country, which have a high inequality. So recently, the Kazakhstan president Kasym-Jomart Tokayev said 20,000 bandits had attacked Almaty, which is one of the Kazakhstan biggest cities, and he told security forces to fire without warning. However, it's still not clear enough about the casualties. Nobody knows how many people died in Kazakhstan. By my count, is 130 people, but the real figure is much, much high, and I'm even scared to state that casualties could go up to 1,000 people. More than 4,000 people by this day have been arrested, according to Interior Ministry. Curfews have been declared and mass gathering banned in the country. And but the people also appear to have other grievances. Some chanted the name of the president Nazarbayev and tried to tear down a bronze statues of him across the country. After stepping down as president, Nazarbayev continued to hold a strong position in government as head of Kazakhstan's Security Council. He also tried to groom his daughter Dariga as a future leader, according to various reports. But the Mr. Tokayev, the Kazakhstan current president, has been removed Nazarbayev from his post. But the most interesting part is Russian paratroopers have been sent to Kazakhstan at the request of Kazakh president to help destabilize the country. They were sent under the authority of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, better known as CSTO. This CSTO is a group of countries comprising Russia, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Armenia, which was set up after the collapse of the Soviet Union. It was kindly designed by Russia to be like a NATO, which Russia and especially Vladimir Putin hates. And this time, CSTO sent around 3,000 soldiers to Kazakhstan, but mainly it came from Russia. And the organization tells the troops are peacekeeping force, which will protect state and military installations, such as gas pipelines, Russian military bases, and the Russian space station at Baikonur. We have talked about Kazakhstan's former long-term leader, Nursultan Nazarbayev, but who is today's president? Who is Kasym-Jomart Tokayev? It's like Mr. Tokayev spent his formative years in the services of Soviet Foreign Ministry. After graduating from school in Almaty, he studied foreign relations at a Moscow State Institute. He specialized in Chinese, he mastered the language and joined Soviet Foreign Ministry and spent much of the 1980s at Moscow's embassy in Beijing. When the Soviet Union collapsed, he quickly became an advisor to Nursultan Nazarbayev, who was leader of a newly independent Kazakhstan. But it was Tokayev who persuaded other states to recognize Kazakhstan diplomatically. China was especially enthusiastic because of Tokayev's background, and Nursultan Nazarbayev rewarded Tokayev by making him deputy foreign minister, as well as interpreter slash advisor and official delegations to Beijing. So Tokayev was fostering ties between Kazakhstan and China, which helped Kazakhstan a lot from economic point of view. So Tokayev is a Nazarbayev loyalist. He was responsible for improving relations between Kazakhstan's three primary partners, which is Russia, China, and the United States. So he met regularly with US envoys and helped Kazakhstan to relinquish its communist era nuclear bombs. But some of the Tokayev's private comments now seems ironic. During the Orange Revolution in 2005, he stated to American ambassador that this type of protest was unlikely in Kazakhstan. And look at the irony. And the country, you know, he claimed was committed to political reform and the decentralization, according to various American cables. As time passed, further high positions followed. He became a speaker, then chairman of Kazakhstan Senate. When Nursultan Nazarbayev got old and retired in 2019, he succeeded him as president. And 2.5 years in the job, he's facing really strong crisis seen by his authoritarian predecessor. Tokayev's decision to invite in Russian troops to restore order has cautiously caught a trade of independent foreign policy, triangulating between Moscow, Beijing, and Washington. But we must note that Tokayev's family connections are bound up with Soviet history. His father, a writer of detective stories, fought in the Second World War, known as the Great Patriotic War in Soviet Union. His mother was a university language teacher. He's divorced with a son. His hobbies include reading novels, memoirs, books about politics. But not everybody, especially people in Kazakhstan, they wanted situation in the country to stabilize, of course. But many blamed him for being a weak leader and for not improving the country during his short reign. but many still looking at Russia's role. This Kazakh events come at a time when all eyes have been on possible Russian intervention in Ukraine. Many people are worried that Vladimir Putin is trying to create some kind of Soviet Union too, or even Russian imperialist like style of country, and divide. He want to divide post-Soviet Union to the gubernia, which is like kind of governing type of federations, which it used to be. And but unlike, let's say, like Putin cannot afford Tokayev to get toppled by this these riots, because he's very concerned if Tokayev gets toppled, Turkey and other religious countries could fill this vacuum, and they have a great rivalry with Russia as well. So it's a Russia is in a bit trouble, but Vladimir Putin got plan. Russia, unlike the West, the you know, the EU, the NATO, the US, loves to react quickly, loves to act swift. So Putin swiftly sent his troops to restore order and leave Kazakhstan grateful, but most importantly indebted to Moscow. But you know, the operation comes with risks. So some people scared that if Russia and its allies cannot restore the order in the country, situation in Kazakhstan between the Kazakh majority and ethnic Russian minority could worsen. And as a sign, perhaps, you know, if Tokayev does succeed in crushing this protest with Putin's help, the Russians will expect favors in return. Like some even speculated that Russia will seek Russia will ask Kazakhstan to recognize Crimea as part of Russia, or it could ask making Russian as second state language in the country to keep its influence over Kazakhstan. If Russia fails to successfully deliver its mission in Kazakhstan, we could see you know, the sharp anti-Russian turns, as we have seen previously in post-Soviet countries like Georgia or Ukraine. You know, that we will see the rise of anti-Russian sentiment in Kazakhstan. So the crisis in Kazakhstan is likely to impinge on Russia's domestic politics, but it will show Russia as well how popular is Putin in Kazakhstan. So it will be very interesting to see the reaction of the public. As short term, I believe Russia will be successful, but in long term, situation will get trickier, and Putin will be inclined to leave his position to successor. This scenario, it looks very unlikely, you know, but situation in Kazakhstan at the moment is a matter of a great deal for Russia, because if it wins, it could boost its influence in Central Asia. If it loses, again, as I previously mentioned, Russia's rivals like Turkey, China, Saudi Arabia and other countries will try to fill that gap, which will really weaken Russia's geopolitical situation in the region.